This podcast is produced and managed by Kangaroo Fern Media Lab, Australia's independent video and podcast company. We do the podcasting hard bits so you don't have to. We make podcasts easy. Book a call at www.kangaroofern.com. www.kangaroofern.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Love, Growth, and Freedom with Adrian Duarte. And today is a very special bonus episode that I'm going to give you with Karina Dairit. Yes, hello Karina.
Hi, thanks for having me. So excited to talk to you about stuff.
I know, me too. So the topic that we'll be having today is about blaming things or blaming other things for the things that we actually do sometimes. You know, we make excuses for a lot of things, and that's what we're going to discuss about. But before we go into that, Karina, why don't you introduce yourself to everybody here and what you do and what's in store? Go for it.
Sure. So yeah, hi everyone, I'm Kar. I go by the name actually Kar in Motion because I do a lot of different things. So first and foremost, I am a yoga teacher, animal flow instructor, and I'm also a singer-songwriter. So yeah, recently I released my latest song, which is called Mercury Retrograde and What's Your Zodiac Sign under Astromania. So it's really about astrology. And we're going to dive deep into that a bit more as we talk about
it. Oh my gosh, speaking of Mercury Retrograde, whenever the retrograde comes in, and usually it comes in mga new moon, or everybody's just confused with the energy. So at a certain point, I believe that it has some effect, but it's not entirely the reason why we act that way. It's just a lot of energies in that.
Energy.
Yeah, I would like to say it's a lot of energy. So as we dive deep into the topic today about blaming so many things, a lot of people blame Mercury retrograde for most of their actions and how it affects them and everything. And sometimes people use zodiac signs to define certain ways of why they act that way. But again, we all know that it's only a factor. It's not the main thing that makes us that way. But either way, as we move on, let's talk about this. So Karina, do you ever have like moments where you kind of, what do you call that? Let me think. Let me find the word. Do you have moments? Yeah, like find me. Well, do you have any moment? Yeah, to when you point fingers at certain things, when you do so many things. Okay, for example, you do something that you feel like it was a mistake for you. You did something that's like this for other people. Do you ever have a moment like you automatically just point fingers? Say, it's not me. It's all this one, and it's not my fault.
So I think it could go, blame can go in two ways. Like it's either you blame yourself too much, right? Yeah. And then you can go into this victim state, or you could blame others for something that you don't want that's happening currently. So I guess one specific example, which is just a minor thing, you know, when you lose an object at home and then you feel like, who got this, or like who moved this stuff in the house?
Yeah.
And then people in the house would be like, what? No, I'm not moving anything that's yours. And
I didn't touch anything.
That it's with you. You realize it's with you pala.
Yeah. Oh, that happens to me a lot. I lose my phone at home all the time. Like, I don't know where I put it. Who got my phone? Did you get my phone? Did you? Whatever. But I'm like, what? But then I find out, I just found it at the last place I was where I was.
Exactly.
And I was like, oh my gosh, there's so many times na ganyan. Okay, And then?
Yeah, and those are the moments when you catch yourself that it's you pala. It's your own doing and not others, that you tend to like reflect on, wait, why was the first instinct to blame someone else, right? Instead of like reflecting on how did I misplace it? So it's kind of that, state of confusion as well.
Yeah. Okay. So how do you deal with those kinds of moments? Okay. That's a light example, right? That's an example that a lot of us go through. But to dig deeper, have you ever had moments like that na you blame someone immediately or assume that it was somebody else rather than it was you, or where you blamed something immediately for doing something that was not convenient or nice for you at all?
I can't think of like a big moment.
Yeah.
Right now, because most of, given that I feel like I am into this, you know, self-help industry as well. Like
The mindfulness.
We kind of become aware. Yeah, we kind of become aware already of those things. But that doesn't mean that we are perfect as well. So we do have like mishaps from time to time. But yeah, that's the first or light experience that I can think of. What about you? I'd like to know that.
Okay, I think mine. I'm a very, not all people understand this. People think, when they see me in social media, people think, oh, he never gets mad, he's always happy. So nope. I'm a high strung person, just all, you know, and I'm this person who is really technical with time, not technical but very rigid with time. So when I tell you, for example, I'll give you an example where I can lose my cool and I can I can put the blame on other people, like who made me late, who made me whatever, but I really now, like, I catch myself pulling the trigger and I catch myself stopping myself to just pull that, stop and don't pull the trigger anymore. Just like stop it, because it's not, if you even allow this to happen, it's not gonna work and you're always just gonna be stressed. So moments like this was, for example, I tell my sister, hey, I'll use the car at 1:30. Can you bring it home at 1:30? And then because I had something to do at 2:30. And then she's gonna come and tell me, I'm sorry you're late. We're going to arrive at 2 o'clock or whatever. Of course, there is fault ripple in effect. That. Yeah, there is already ripple effect. And she had the fault. But instead of just like blaming it, because I didn't also get to tell her in the morning that I have plans there. I only told her that I'm going to use the car when she was going to use it also. That's when I was like, okay, well, I can't blame her also. She had her own plans and I had my own plans and I didn't tell her. So those were moments where I'm like, I was almost going to snap. But I was
don't test me.
Yeah, don't test me, the universe. No, I just told her, I was like, you knew that I was going to need the car. I told you about it. Her plans were also new. My plans were ahead of time, but I was only able to tell her when she told me she was gonna have plans. Of course, I was gonna get mad, and there were multiple times that happens to me. I already get mad in the car while I'm driving. I'm having road rage because something made me late or someone made me late, and obviously I can't. And obviously I can't just blame it on them entirely. I can't entirely blame it on traffic, but I still get upset. I'm like, why do I have to deal with it? And every time that happens, it's like the universe conspires against me, because all of the nuances happens on the road. Somebody's going to back up slowly. Somebody's going to take your whatever. And I'm like, so.
Yeah, I feel like it's like a part of it is ego, right, as well. And your need for control. And then everything, like I mentioned a while ago, it's a ripple effect. So like once your mood gets affected, everything else shifts. Your focus shifts to everything else that's gone wrong.
Exactly. Like, and you blame all of those already things that happened to be the reason why you're upset. But you don't really like look into it. But why does it make you feel upset? Like, what's wrong with it? So I've learned and I've lost, but I've learned a lot to really just breathe in through it. Like, I, all this time, I try to rationalize it as swiftly as I could, but sometimes it just doesn't happen because it's hard to rationalize those things.
And your emotions are like really strong. If they're really strong, like all rationality goes down the drain, right?
Exactly. Oh my Lord, exactly. And I start, obviously, I start blaming things. And before, like, I had patterns like that, you know, especially growing up, there was a lot of running away from accountability. There was a lot of, it's not my fault, it's because this person did this. So I copied this person and did this. Why would it be my fault? He just did this, eh? So I might as well do this also. So there's a lot of all those. Also, I think one of the biggest ways that I blamed how I acted or how I was such a big bitch when I was when I was in high school was I blamed the people who bullied me. They do have faults. They do have faults, but it was up to me if I was gonna let it to be my villain story or whatever.
Yeah, what we said a while ago, right? Like the victim state. Like it's either you blame others or you blame yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. So that took a lot of unlearning for me. And it was easier. I think a lot of people like to blame on other people or other circumstances because it's easier to not take responsibility. Exactly.
And
for
it's
your
a defense
actions.
Mechanism.
Exactly. Right? Yeah.
Okay. Easier route to just point fingers.
Yeah.
But then,
and
you know what they say here, like when your parents say, don't point your fingers, like literally, because like I think four more fingers will
point
back.
Four more fingers. Yeah. Don't point like this. I don't point with just the pointer finger and the thumb. I point with all my hands already. I do like this. Yeah. Like when they said that to me, I was like, all hands on you. Yeah, exactly. So you put all your five fingers and point it that way. Serve them up. So yeah, it's easier. It's easier to not take responsibility. Do you have like, have you had those kinds of moments too? Like where you just didn't want to take accountability for your actions?
Yeah, I think in general, it would be easier to... especially if you're the type of person who has this need for control, or for example, you only trust yourself in doing a certain type of work, you know, whether you're a perfectionist or something, like if you feel like you pass the work on someone else and they don't do it the way that you want it to be the output, then you kind of like get into this story of blame or something bad.
Exactly.
But then again, as you mentioned, like mindfulness is super important with all these like big energy, strong emotions coming up. Like you need to really take a step back to notice like why are you feeling this way as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but on your end, like how do you deal? Oh, let's change how it goes. How do you deal with people who are always doing the blame game? How do you help redirect their perception of, oh, it's all your fault, to hey, take a pause and see how it goes first? How do you deal with those kinds of things?
Yeah, for that, I feel like again the emotions are strong with the person and they have to realize where is it coming from, where is the anger, where is the hurt coming from. Another thing also is looking at the language, right? Like there's a blaming language and then there's like a more responsible take in terms of using our language. Like for example, when you have, let's say, with your relationship, like instead of saying you make me angry, the conversion part of that into a responsible language will be like, I feel angry right now. So it's more of like taking ownership as well of that emotion rather than giving it solely to the other one.
I like that. Okay, so basically you're also going to have to be careful with the language that you use towards the person who's doing the blame game. So exactly. That's a good way. Actually, I think a lot of people should know this. And I think it's been in movies, it's been in whatever. Usually, this is a therapy tactic where people tell you, use the I tactic. Mm-hmm. You tell them how you feel without them being held responsible about how you feel. Because, you know, people can't always be responsible about how you feel about certain things. And only you can be responsible for your emotions. So it's correct when you said, I feel angry. Maybe it's because of this. Maybe it whatever. But I feel angry and whatever. So it just takes away that burden or that blame on somebody else and be like, oh, okay, it's not my fault. It's just he's angry and he has to work it out and sort it out. So it takes a lot.
And like what you said a while ago, right? Like you experience like bullying and stuff. There is like, of course, trauma involved for some people. Like we can't deny that there are external factors that could somehow be part of the conflict that you're experiencing at the moment. But then again, you're right that we have to take ownership. Like, okay, I realize that this happened to me. Then what am I going to do with it, right? Instead of just focusing on others.
Oh my gosh, sorry. It's a very Lord of the Rings thing. So there was this moment. I was watching Lord of the Rings recently. And there's this line that we can't really wish or we can't really control the good and the bad things that we're going to have. And all that we could do is have this much or do as much as we can with the things that we've been given and the time that we have. So it's kind of like that. You know, it's, I love Lord of the Rings. Y'all, if you just watch Lord of the Rings, the lions are impeccable. Oh my Lord, I love it. I swear.
Quotable quotes.
Quotable quotes. And it's really just like, ooh, very nakakakilig. It's very like cheesy and very old school, and I love it. So segue, but that's it. I guess we can move on to this topic. This is an amazing way to discuss. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that we've learned about taking ownership, the blame game, and whatsoever is present over there. So at this point, you said you had a song about the Mercury retrograde and the zodiac signs. And I'd love to touch upon those topics because people use these. People use these as an excuse of the way that they act, or people use this as a, this is how I act because I'm a Capricorn, because I'm a Libra, because I'm a whatever.
Where are you?
I'm a Capricorn.
Capricorn.
Yeah. What about you?
Pisces.
Pisces. Your birthday is near. Feb or March?
Yeah, Feb.
Oh, hi, Feb Pisces. Okay, I get the vibe. But we can't really deny that it does have factors in relationships and how we do things, and maybe our archetypes as well. People always tell us Capricorns that we're workaholics or whatever. And I'm like, that's true. Like, I work a lot, but whatever. And I'm not going to blame everything towards that. You know, I'm not going to say.
But can I just comment on something on that, by the way? Because, like, I read in an article that there are studies that say that when you say a generic description and then you say it to someone, they would resonate with it.
Yeah.
So, like, there's just caveat.
Barnum. P.T. Barnum atayon. It's the Barnum effect. That's the truth about zodiac signs, I guess. It's very general. And if you look at it, also other personality types and other things like that. It's I don't know if it's Barnum, but it's an effect. It's like that kind of effect that it's so generalized that we all, it's archetypal, stereotypical, we all resonate to uncertain, and some types of people do resonate to it. And it's okay. It's fine. Mm-hmm. We just use it as a guide as it is. Because if we resonate, it's like you said you do yoga, right? And you do flow. Like in that sense, right? We have this idea that we take what resonates and leave what doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what I also do about all those. So what's your inspiration to that?
Yeah, for me, before that, I just wanted to like add, in terms of astrology, I feel like it's become popular again, especially with the generation right now, millennials and Gen Z.
Yeah.
It's because like mostly, right, a lot feel lost, like they need insight into their lives and all that.
Exactly.
So for, you know, we're lost here on Earth, so we look and reach for the stars.
Exactly.
And my inspiration for that is like because of that sudden movement again on the interest of astrology with the generation. I've been hearing a lot about again the Mercury retrograde and placing the blame on certain factors. But I wanted to have like this mini sarcastic take on it as well, that the one that we were talking about a while ago, that it needs to have the sense of responsibility with the person, that even if we have these certain things that are within our control and that we can set boundaries, what we can allow and what we cannot allow to, consume us, instead of like fully placing blame on others, but also taking into account that there are external factors that can be at play with conflict.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So, this is, as y'all know it, we are discussing about Car's song. So she made a song about Mercury retrograde, hence why we wanted to talk about how people really just put some blames on a lot of other external factors without us looking within. But since we all talked about what it meant for you and what's going on, I'm actually really curious, how did you get into music and what made you just go jump and make your own?
Sure. Well, it actually started really way back since I was a kid. I used to really have fun making these jingles. You know what, at school when they make you do a, like a cover of like, a song, and then you have to report something about, I don't know, rocks and volcanoes and stuff, or the environment. So it all started with like those many projects, and then seeing bands in school and getting inspired with them creating their own songs. And then I realized, you know, when you create songs, right, especially in high school, you tend to have experiences of heartbreak and all that.
Yeah.
Very Taylor Swift.
I know. I was gonna say very Taylor Swift.
Every guy has a song.
Yeah, I kept you like an oath. You hit me, Anya. I forgot the lyrics. I'm sorry, Swifties.
Sorry.
That's all.
But yeah. So yeah, after that, I tried to do some I tried to submit a song for Alab Fest, like a songwriting contest. And then from there I got a bit of exposure in playing in, I think it was around Makati or in Pasig, like gigs in the bar. And then yeah, from when the pandemic hit, that's when I started releasing officially on Spotify. Because because I love the feeling also of when someone tells me, oh, I resonate with your song, or like that kind of helped me, you know, realize some things on what to do. So yeah, that's very fulfilling for me.
Oh, I love it. And generally, to be honest, creating something is just an ecstatic feeling. Exactly. And you do animal flow, you do yoga, right? So I mean, I get you on that. On my end, I do roller skate. And to be able to express yourself, create movements, and just follow the flow of your music, it's just wonderful. And to be able to create that tune is just an experience, a really connecting exactly. experience. And I love it for you. But so thank you for having us tonight. Thank you for joining us for this episode. It's been a while since I've made another episode, so I'm like thankful for you. Thank you for joining me. So thank you everybody for listening. So again, Car, you can tell everybody again where we could follow you and support you and send you some love, so that we can go listen to your single and you promote some stuff if you have new things coming on. Go for
sure. So you can find me on Instagram at car.inmotion. On YouTube and Facebook, it's Karina Dairit. So you can check me out on Spotify. I have so many different names, I realize. But like on Spotify, it's Carwa. And yeah, if you are interested in, you know, classes in yoga or movement and mindfulness, just come say hi to me and let's connect.
Yes. All righty. So thank you guys. Thank you for listening to Love, Growth, and Freedom with Adrian Duarte. And I'll see you again next time. Bye.
Bye.
We are Independent Podcast Network. We are Guerrilla Podcast Syndicate. Would you like to hear your brand while supporting quality podcasts? Contact us now at advertise@guerrillapodcastsyndicate.com.